Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
If I can do it, then you can too. Oh, team together and we'll make it through. I've been going solo for all too long, and it's time to move on. ADHDers, 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 ADHDers.
Welcome everyone to another episode of ADHD Explorers, where we unravel the mysteries and explore the triumphs of living with ADHD. I'm your host, Addie.
And I'm Benno. Today we've got a fascinating topic for you, something that's been buzzing in the tech world lately. We're going to talk about the use of ChatGPT, the language model developed by OpenAI, and how it may impact the ADHD community.
Absolutely, Ben. It's an exciting and potentially game-changing development. So let's dive right in. Benno, have you had any experience using ChatGPT?
Yeah, I've given it a spin a couple of times. It's freaking awesome. The ability to generate anything you want, it always blows my mind. And I can see how it might have pros and cons for people with ADHD, you know?
Yeah, definitely. On one hand, you know, you've got the conversational nature of ChatGPT, which could be a helpful tool for individuals with ADHD who struggle with organization and planning. It could act as a digital assistant, right?
Yeah, like I think one of the really good uses of ChatGPT could be to brainstorm ideas, create to-do lists, or even draft emails. Like it could be a virtual companion for those minds when for those moments when your mind just feels like a whirlwind, you know, when you're overwhelmed.
Yeah, that constant chatter in our heads that sometimes makes it hard to focus on one thing. Having an external tool to organize our thoughts could be a game changer.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to explore today. And there's like so many ways. Like this is a brand new tool we've never had in human civilization before. It's almost like we have this like intelligence. And so like, okay, we have ADHD. How do we use this to like improve our lives? And so we were doing some research and trying to think about what to do for this episode. We thought, right, let's explore all these different topics of like what makes it really useful for us. Like, for example, one thing that I found really useful to do with it is when I'm super overwhelmed, I don't know what I'm doing, how to prioritize my tasks, I write out everything I'm doing. I'm like, hey, I've got this going on. I've got this going on. I don't know which is more important. Can you make a schedule for me? And it can make a schedule, which is mind blowing. Especially it can make an ADHD friendly schedule. And I think, you know, it's similar in the way to Google, in the same way that, you know, if you ask Google a bad question, it gives you a bad answer. Mm-hmm. I think that ChatGPT is a bit like that, you know, like if you give it a bad prompt, you'll get a bad prompt. So I really like doing prompts like you are an ADHD informed counselor and you're familiar with everything to do with ADHD. And I think if you like prefix your prompt with this kind of knowledge, it will understand the context that you're looking for. And I think that's been really useful. An exciting thing is that within the next year, we're going to have voice assistants for ChatGPT. Like I know at the moment we're working with like iPhones as like an interface, you know, we've got this like touch screen, we've got like mice and we've got keyboards. But I think that one thing that we could be ready for is like how fluid its voice recognition is going to be and how it'll be able to listen to us. And I think that within the next 2 years, a lot of people or most people will be controlling computers with their voice alone because it will be that reliable. And I think that if we can get ready for this point and like get good at using prompts now, then it will double the goodness for us. What's your experience with using it so far?
Well, I haven't used it too much. I mean, I've used some of the AIs out there. Some of the work I do on the side, I'm doing like putting up blog posts and articles and stuff on the website of the company that I work for, or like writing emails and newsletters. And sometimes I just use it to help summarize things because it's really good at, like, we're really good at over-explaining things, you know, as ADHDers. We'll write like, someone will ask for a paragraph and we'll write a novel, right? And so it's really good at helping us to like take the main points of what we've written down and like truncate that into something that takes up less space and time in people's brains.
Yeah, the summarization. In fact, I heard one interesting use of ChatGPT. One guy went on his phone. I think he used like Google Record or something that is a good transcriber or any transcribing software. And he just talked his thoughts out for 30 minutes. And then he got all of that transcript, all of those words, pasted it into GPT and said, summarize this. And it summarized all of his thoughts. And he said that it could see into all of the nooks and crannies of his mind and really put it so succinctly that he was like mind blown. And I think that, like, that's a really good tool. Like, I'd like to think of it as a kind of assistant rather than like a creator on its own. I think I like to think
Like
of
it's
it like
taking over.
a, I like, yeah, I like to think about it like a collaboration with us. You know, I think that's a healthier way. For example, I know that we as ADHDers struggle with prioritization. And I think that I don't, did I talk about this already? I don't, I can't remember. But I think that when I'm overwhelmed, what I've been doing is writing down everything that's on my mind. Like, hey, I've got this project going on. I've got this project going on. I've got this project coming on. What do you feel like is most important? Or I say like what my values are. You know, I feel like if and if you rant it out, it can help put your thoughts kind of succinctly, which I think is really interesting. So for a prompt like that, you can say, hey, you are my personalized productivity assistant that's very familiar with ADHD and all of the symptoms and life lived with ADHD. And you can say, hey, make me my schedule for the week. I have this project to do. I have this work to do. I do it between these hours. The more information you can give is the better, is better for it. So I think that's really interesting use case for
I definitely think it's
ChatGPT.
better to think of it as, yeah, like you said, like a co-collaborator or like an assistant, as opposed to like it doing stuff for you. You know, like an assistant in some ways does do stuff for you, but they're there to like take away a lot of the like drudgery of things and like the menial, like, yeah, if I was to take that you know, novel and shorten it to a paragraph. Like that's a lot of like menial work of like, oh, okay, yeah, and then I need to get rid of this and get rid of this, as opposed to like the fun part of it is like coming up with the ideas, right? For me at least. So it's, yeah, it's using it to help you, but not to like take over
Run the
everything that
show.
you're doing.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
think it needs a
exactly.
bit of
And I
guidance
don't think it
sometimes
can do that
because,
ultimately. Like
you know, they say it can
it's not at the
hallucinate.
point, at least.
Sometimes you do need to
Currently, where
say,
it
was
can,
that last answer actually
and for good
correct?
reasons,
Because at
like
the
for example,
moment, like in a
ChatGPT,
human
it's like
thought pattern,
limited
we
knowledge.
have, yeah, I think it's like April 2022 as we record this. But in a human, we have these like thought processes, like we review what we are thinking before we say it a little bit. And there are new models and new there's new models which implement that like double checking of the answer before it pastes it. So it's really good to read through it and be like, okay, is this real? Is this like right? Is this good for me? Like, it's good to have like a little bit of a critical eye at the same time. But in terms of like, there's so many more ideas I want to share that can be used. Like, for example, like implementing daily routines. You can say like, you are a habit implementation expert. Help me start a habit of running, for example, or a habit of meditation, and make it ADHD friendly. You are familiar with all the ways that ADHD affects someone's life. Tell me how to implement a daily mi or mindfulness more in my life, or a daily meditation routine, or help me fall asleep better at night. Give me some tips. If you don't want a rambling answer, you can say in bullet points. Or in a nut, or can you describe this in a nutshell? And that makes it super succinct with no rambling, which is also really handy. It's just so crazy. It's like we're talking to this wizard or something that is all knowing. It's such a new thing, and so I'm so glad we're exploring it. I find it really interesting to, this is a really fun way. You know how sometimes we can just forget the name of a movie or a song? And we're like, oh, I know it's got this guy in it. It's got that actor in it. Or there's a certain line you remember. If you can say, you can say it as a prompt. Hey, help me remember this movie. It's got Joe Pesci, and he says like this line of, "Hey, get out of here, you punks!" And it will tell you the name of the movie. Isn't that bonkers? So
Yeah,
that
no,
kind of like,
that's actually a like really useful use
can you believe
because we
that?
have
You
that like
can't
tip of
do
the
that.
tongue.
Yeah, we can remember aspects sometimes, but not everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that's bonkers. Like, to, because you can't do that on Google. You know how on Google you search something? And I love doing this use, actually. This is a really random point, but this is the way I found it most helpful. You know, on Google, you Google something, but then you have to, like, oh, it's got an article, and then you have to click the article, and you have to close all the ads, and then you have to scroll down past the rubbish, and then finally you get your answer somewhere in there. If you ask
Yeah.
ChatGPT, it's just like, bam, here you go. So much so that after I type in these questions, I'm like, is that it? Is that all I have to do? Like, oh, that's the answer? Oh my. It blows me away, like
Yeah.
how fast I get the answer. It increases that time. So as a study tool, I think it can be very useful. Like obviously, as a study tool, you have to be a little bit critical still, I think. But in 3 years, who knows? But for learning about, like I've been learning about different things going on in the news, you're like to contextualize them, like tell me about this, tell me about that. I think as a tool to kind of be like help me understand, well, it just helps you understand anything. That's what's bonkers. I love using it as a research tool because like in books even, the knowledge doesn't react to you. Like the knowledge is just waiting for you to find it. It's like a treasure hunt. Rather than it's like you're talking to a person in the sense that it can bring up the exact piece of knowledge you're looking for. Like, let's say you're learning about game theory or learning about muscle groups in the body. You can just be like, okay, what muscles connect to this? Or tell me about this part of game theory. And it will just tell you the very answer straight away without doing all the legwork of scrolling through those books. And so you can. It does have a bit of rabbit hole potential, yeah, but
Oh, for sure, yeah.
it's a fascinating tool, like, to get to terms with. What
Yeah,
uses are you excited for?
ADDitude Mag did an article on this. When did they post it? In July this year, talking about some of the suggestions, and one of them is like you said, like a task manager and helping you to prioritize your to-do list, or just even like create a to-do list. A memory aid, so it's like, because it logs and labels past conversations, you can refer back to them. So like in effect, it becomes like your notes. And
A
like
memory.
my
Yeah,
partner
okay.
uses it, like you said, with voice, and because he finds it a lot easier to like talk out his thoughts. And so yeah, he'll just like talk to the computer and ask it to like cr write out the prompt or whatever. And it like is essentially like working then as a dictator. And one here that was like, I had not thought about this, was for a job search, prompt ChatGPT with a job description, and it can create a cover letter and help you make a resume stand out.
That's
So
crazy. It's very
I think that
personalized, and
is
I.
going to be using that one potentially.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy. Like, it's so personalized that you can get the exact answer that you are looking for. Like at the beginning, before it had the filters on with therapy, I would tell it about my life, and this isn't like recommended. But I would tell it about my life and I'd be like, what would you recommend? Almost like a therapist. And now it's like when you prompt it any of those questions, it's kind of, it's always talks about like, oh, make sure you see a therapist, make sure you see a psychiatrist. Like it doesn't want to replace those people. But I know that from reading people's experiences with ChatGPT, that a lot of them have found that really useful to just kind of get like a second perspective. Like a lot of people can't afford therapy. And so, like, I'm not officially recommending this, but I think that was, it was really interesting, like seeing how it reacts to your like life and your story. You know what I mean? And be like, what would you do? I'm overwhelmed. Help me manage my tasks. It made me a whole schedule. I gave it its project. I gave it my projects that I was working on, and it gave me a whole schedule. That was ADHD friendly, and I just thought that was absolutely bonkers. Could you believe that? I also think it's really good for being a collaborator in a kind of creative field. So that if you're writing a story, You don't, I feel like you shouldn't get it to write the story for you just yet. Well, you can if you want to just have a fun story. But it to generate ideas, it's freaking very interesting because it can give you a million ideas almost faster than you can think of them yourself, you know? And I think that's really damn cool. So it's just, I'm blown away by how many things it can do. Like, here's some more little ways. One of the people on the OpenAI team was very passionate about making it a mindfulness mentor, or to be able to be like, imagine if you had the best meditation coach in the world right at your fingertips anywhere you went. Well, when they were designing like all the different ways it could act, they because he was one of the leads on the team, he made sure that it could be a really good like mindfulness mentor or meditation coach. So it's actually like freakishly good. And especially for ADHD, you know, when emotional turbulence is being doing its dance, you can be like, hey, can you give me some breathing techniques? I'm emotionally overwhelmed. And it can just help so much with that. What are
I was
some
watching the South Park episode, the new South Park episode, the other night, and then there's a bit where one of the guys jokes, like, he's like, "Oh, I'll help you out. I'll give you free therapy." He's like, "I don't need therapy. I got my therapy AI bot."
We really do these days. Like, isn't it mind-blowing? One thing you can say is like you're my ADHD like coach. Always help me celebrate small wins. And then one thing I like to do is like while I'm on doing a project, I like write in, okay, I've just finished this part of the project. And because I've told it previously to celebrate each small wins, it's like, oh, well done, Ben. And I'm like, oh, dopamine. Yes, give me the dopamine. So that's dope. Also, that's like learning random skills. Like one example I just saw was a social skills training. So I think that's really good. Like to just like learn anything in a safe environment like that. You know, you've got like a personal confidant. In fact, that was another idea that I'm sorry, I'm just like blazing ideas in your ear holes right now, guys. But I'm very excited. To be a personal confidant with kind of like self-awareness. I know I talked a bit about how you can use it as a kind of counselor, but I think like when we journal and using it for journaling, I think that you can write out your thoughts and it can really help you like reflect on different aspects of your life and like bring them to the surface in a way that
You
like
could,
maybe pure journaling doesn't have.
yeah, you could probably ask it to look for trends. Because you know, when we've talked about journaling before, we're like, oh, and you start
Whoa.
to notice when there's trends because you start writing about the same thing over and over again. But you could actually, like, if you're not seeing them yourself, potentially, you could be like, hey, Chat GPT, can you see some trends in the last
Wow.
five entries that I've written, or something like that?
Like patterns.
Idea. And another way that you can like use it for journaling is asking for prompts for journaling. So sometimes when we are trying to journal, like I haven't been journaling in a while, and when I get restarted, usually I like to have prompts. So it'll give you like a sentence or five sentences of like, oh, write about how today made you feel. Write about like how you're thinking about the future. Da da da. And it gives you just like some starting points to move off from.
Damn, it's like it helps us reflect intentionally. Like I feel like these podcasts, you know, they're kind of like intentional reflections on certain subjects. And after we talk about these things, I'm thinking about it more in my own life. And so I feel like it's almost like you can intentionally reflect with ChatGPT as a kind of listening ear. I feel like a lot of the time we need to be heard and we need to kind of like get our thoughts out in a crystallized form rather than a like a sporadic wild form. And so the fact that it can see trends and patterns in our own like output is freaking mind blowing. Weren't you saying something
Another
about
suggestion, yeah, that ADDitude had was like in the kitchen. So if you're like having trouble thinking about different things to cook, you can give it like a bunch of ingredients that you have and ask it to generate a recipe while you're like, oh, how do I make this vegan? And then it can suggest, or even like meal planning because, you know, we really struggle to like think ahead. But meal planning is really useful for us to know that we have food available that we can just heat up. So you can ask it, be like, create an easy meal plan for the week that is vegan or something, like,
And
boom.
then at the end, you could say, write me a shopping list for that meal plan, and it would just do
Yes,
it. And you can copy
yes.
and paste it into your notes on your phone. Damn, I honestly don't think we've scratched the surface of all
Yeah.
the different possibilities, but I hope you listeners get some inspiration from this. And like, hey, if you come up with
Yeah.
some good ideas of how you want to use it, send it to us on our ADHD Explorers Instagram. Let us know if you've what you found that has like really helped you and ways you've used it. And we look forward to reading those. We'll probably do a second
And
episode with everyone's ideas.
yeah. I think a final like way that you can use ChatGPT is in creative realm, like when you're struggling to come up with ideas, you can use
Yes, I was
ChatGPT to
saying.
help generate prompts. Which we have something to tell you. Guys.
Oh, yeah. The intro that we read, that was generated by ChatGPT. Isn't that mind-blowing?
Yeah,
We
I
were
just put in a
like,
prompt. I was like, write a 20-minute episode about ChatGPT and ADHD, and there you go.
and we even asked it, hey, give us we aren't we run an ADHD podcast. What are some ideas of how ADHDers can grow and learn from using ChatGPT? And it gave us some of the ideas that we shared with you. Isn't that
There
like
you go.
bonkers? That's how
Boom.
agile it is. So you know our secrets now. I hope that helps you, inspires you. Check out ADHDers.com for a bunch of pay as you feel ADHD content that we just want to help people learn and grow from. And let us know what you think about how it's making value in your lives. Thanks very much. See you in the
Yeah.
next one.
Thanks. We love
Bye
you. Bye
bye.
bye bye bye.